The next important step in understanding the power of tefillah, and this particular type of tefillah, kriya, is now to appreciate our obligation to daven for other people. The nekuda, the point we're trying to make about kriya, is that it comes from a clarity that Hashem is standing right near us, and we can address Him by His name, and He will hear us, no matter what. And if we do understand this, it becomes abundantly clear that we have a tremendous obligation to help other people through tefillah. Now, this is something which comes naturally to every normal person. If you were to see, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, someone collapse in the street, who wouldn't run immediately to that person's aid? We would try to help them up, see what's wrong, and if we can't help them, we would call for help and stay with the person until they get helped. Whatever we could possibly do. If we would see someone suffering from financial strain, collapsing, different calamities conspire to make that person collapse financially. So if we would have the money and ability, without question, we would step up to the plate and help them. And if we can't help them, but we would have a close friend who's very wealthy, and we have the ability to approach that friend about helping others, we would certainly make the effort to get that person the help that they need. How can we stand by and watch them suffer when we know that there's a way we can assist, we can help? That's a normal reaction of any compassionate person. The same applies when we see people around us struggling spiritually. If we can help them with their questions or their tests or what they're struggling with, we would do what we can to ease their pain. We would get people who are able to help them involved as much as the situation allows, as much as they allow, as much as we can. We wouldn't stand by and let them fall if there's something to be done, if there's some way we can help. If so, doesn't every one of us have a friend, so to speak, and better yet, a father who is more capable than any human can ever be? Don't we have the ability to call to Him and ask Him to step in and help? Chazal say this very sharply. They say, Kol she'ef sheloi levakesh rachamim al chaveroi ve'enei mevakesh nikra chayte. She'nemar gam anoichi choli loli mechatoi l'Hashem mechadoil l'hespal batchem. Which means, whoever has the ability to ask for mercy, levakesh rachamim, to daven for a friend, and doesn't ask, is nikra chayte, is called a sinner. As it says, and this is a pasuk by Shmuel HaNavi, and this comes after he was just chastised Klal Yisrael, and it was a very personal kind of musar he was giving them, because they had rejected him. And Hashem displayed His displeasure with them, and they were frightened that they'll be punished. But Shmuel assures them, Chalila, heaven forbid that I should sin to Hashem, mechatoi Hashem, and hold back from davening on your behalf. If someone doesn't daven for a friend, what would be the reason for that? So it could only be one of two things. Either he has a serious lack of compassion, and although he has the ability to help, he turns his back on his friend. That's a chait. That's a sin. Or he doesn't believe in the power of Hashem. He has a lack of emunah in Hashem, and doesn't think his tefillahs will accomplish anything. And that is a sin as well. So that's why not davening, when we appreciate what kriya is about, the power of kriya, Hashem answers no matter what if you address Him, then not reaching out to Hashem when someone's in need is a chait, is a sin. Regarding those who kill by accident, b'shoigig or etzeach b'shoiged, so it says they have to run to an ir miklat, that's those cities, and stay there their whole lives, unless the kohen gadol passes away. The Mishnah says that the mothers of the kohanim gedolim would see to it that these killers would get food and clothes and have their needs taken care of, just so that they don't pray and daven that the kohen gadol, their son, dies. Now, why should the kohen gadol have to suffer just because this fellow killed someone by accident? So Chazal explained, because we hold it against the kohen gadol. He should have davened for the people of his generation. If he would have davened hard enough, these things wouldn't happen to them.